Part 1. Listening.
第一部分，听力。
1. Listening comprehension.
听力理解。
A. Listen and choose the right picture.
根据你听到的内容，选出相应的图片。
1. My ambition is to be one of the best basketball players in the world.My ambition is to be one of the best basketball players in the world.
2. My sister likes drinking a cup of coffee before she goes to work in the morning. My sister likes drinking a cup of coffee before she goes to work in the morning.
3. Many people think they will be able to travel to other planets in the future.Many people think they will be able to travel to other planets in the future.
4. Tim is very excited about winning the first prize in the running race. Tim is very excited about winning the first prize in the running race.
5. Trees are amazing living things. They can communicate with each other.Trees are amazing living things. They can communicate with each other.
B. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear.
根据你听到的对话和问题，选出最恰当的答案。
6. I'm going to be a detective like Conan when I grow up.
Really?But just last month you said your dream was to become a fireman, and the month before that, an engineer.
Question. What's the boy's dream job now? I'm going to be a detective like Conan when I grow up.
Really? But just last month you said your dream was to become a fireman, and the month before that, an engineer.
Question. What's the boy's dream job now? 7.Has the train left?
No, it's leaving in 5 minutes, and it's 1:30 now.
Question. What time is the train leaving? Has the train left?
No, it's leaving in 5 minutes, and it's 1:30 now.
Question. What time is the train leaving? 8. It's almost 1 o'clock, Alice. Aren't you hungry?
Yes, but I'm very busy right now.I don't have time to cook lunch.
Well, why not order a meal online?
That's a good idea.
Question. What are they going to do? It's almost 1 o'clock, Alice. Aren't you hungry?
Yes, but I'm very busy right now. I don't have time to cook lunch.
Well, why not order a meal online?
That's a good idea.
Question. What are they going to do?9. Excuse me, madam.
Yes, what's the problem?
I bought these peaches here, but when I got home, I found 2 of them were rotten.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry about that.
Question. Where does the dialogue probably take place? Excuse me, madam.
Yes, what's the problem?
I bought these peaches here, but when I got home, I found 2 of them were rotten.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry about that.
Question.Where does the dialogue probably take place? 10. Madam, here's your order. What else do you want?
I'd like a vegetable salad.
Okay, please wait a minute.
Question. Who might the 2 speakers be?
Madam, here's your order. What else do you want?
I'd like a vegetable salad.
Okay, please wait a minute.
Question.Who might the 2 speakers be?
C. Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
判断下列句子是否符合你听到的短文内容。符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示。
Most Europeans get about 3 or 4 weeks of holiday time a year, so lots of people choose to go away in the summer when the weather is good. In Sweden, many Swedish families like to stay in their second home, often in a forest or by the sea. Italians like to go to the coast or go walking in hills and eat special food. Some British people like to go to the seaside when the weather is good. The Queen's birthday is actually in rainy April, but she celebrates it in June when the weather is better. Most British people like to go abroad to places like sunny France because it's cheap and easy. They don't even need a passport to get from one European country to another. Lots of Europeans like to buy package holidays. This means they can get their flight, hotel, and even their food at a very low price. Lots of families also like to go camping too. Most Europeans get about 3 or 4 weeks of holiday time a year, so lots of people choose to go away in the summer when the weather is good. In Sweden, many Swedish families like to stay in their second home, often in a forest or by the sea. Italians like to go to the coast or go walking in hills and eat special food. Some British people like to go to the seaside when the weather is good. The Queen's birthday is actually in rainy April, but she celebrates it in June when the weather is better. Most British people like to go abroad to places like sunny France because it's cheap and easy. They don't even need a passport to get from one European country to another. Lots of Europeans like to buy package holidays. This means they can get their flight, hotel, and even their food at a very low price. Lots of families also like to go camping too.
D. Listen to the passage and complete the following sentences.
听短文，完成下列句子，每个空格填一词。
Some people believe that school will not be necessary in the future. Perhaps this will be true one day. But if the world has no schools, I can't imagine how our society would be. In fact, we should learn how to use new technology to make schools better. We should invent a new kind of school that is connected with libraries, museums,
science
centers, labs, and even companies. Technological companies should create learning programs for schools. Scientists could give speeches through the internet. Labs could set up websites to show new technology to students, so students could see it on the internet. This is beginning to happen in some cities. In these cities, learning can take place at home, at school, and in the office. Everyone can visit faraway libraries and museums as easily as nearby ones. How will this new kind of school change the usual way of learning? It is too early to be sure, but it is very exciting to think about it. Some people believe that school will not be necessary in the future. Perhaps this will be true one day. But if the world has no schools, I can't imagine how our society would be. In fact, we should learn how to use new technology to make schools better. We should invent a new kind of school that is connected with libraries, museums,
science
centers, labs, and even companies. Technological companies should create learning programs for schools. Scientists could give speeches through the internet. Labs could set up websites to show new technology to students, so students could see it on the internet. This is beginning to happen in some cities. In these cities, learning can take place at home, at school, and in the office. Everyone can visit faraway libraries and museums as easily as nearby ones. How will this new kind of school change the usual way of learning? It is too early to be sure, but it is very exciting to think about it.